Well, good morning, everyone, and welcome to Transformation Tuesday with Dr. Rose. It's my pleasure to have you guys on the line this morning for this talk today, talk on relationships, the five barriers that get in the way of you attracting the love that you want. I want you guys today, I want to start off with an affirmation. This is an affirmation I want you guys to affirm today. Say to yourself, say it out loud, say it on the way to work, say it in the mirror. But I wanted to give this affirmation because I believe in the power of affirmation, and this affirmation relates to what we'll be discussing today. And this affirmation is, I am reflecting a love that mirrors the essence of who I am. I am reflecting a love that mirrors the essence of who I am. One more time, I'm going to say it. I am attracting a love that reflects the essence of who I am. And I'm going to put that on my social media sites for you guys as well. That's a powerful affirmation because it puts it out there that you want to attract a love that mirrors who you are. And even if you're in a relationship now, you can still affirm that, because you want your love to reflect who you are. Now, with that affirmation comes some responsibility, because if you don't reflect the type of person you want your mate to be, or you want that person who ultimately comes into your life to be, just know that you're going to reflect someone that mirrors you. So if you needed to get it together, then we can start talking about today on what you can do to get it together and to avoid the barriers, there are many barriers, but I want to talk about five in particular today, that may get in the way of you attracting the love that you desire. So right away, we want to get into these barriers. And the reason I thought this was a great topic to address, I addressed it recently on one of the local radio stations, they got a lot of great response from that as well, because honestly, if you think about it, relationships are the hallmark of our lives. We are living to experience relationships. So those people who like to put up defenses and talk about how they don't desire to be in a relationship or don't want love, you know, I think that's just a form of a defense mechanism, because love is what helps us grow. You know, relationships in general and love is what helps us grow and expand and to become better people. But all too often, we get in the way of attracting that love that's going to help us do those very things, grow or to expand or to become a better you. And one of the barriers that I want to discuss today, the first one, is we look for people to complete us. Looking for someone to complete you is one of the barriers that can get in the way of you really attracting the love that you desire and that you ultimately deserve. I've heard women and men over the years, you know, give reasons why they want to be in a relationship, things ranging from, you know, I want to be happier, or even I want someone that can help me with my mortgage or with my rent or pay some bills, or, you know, you don't want to look for someone to complete you. How many times have you even heard the saying of people who are in relationships to say, you know, this is my better half, or I'm looking for a better half? And I really cringe when I hear people say that, because to imply that you're someone's better half or someone is your better half is suggesting that you were less than whole person came into your life. And if you want to really attract the love with staying power, and you want to attract someone that's going to just fulfill just and expand on what you already have, you want to attract a whole person. But to attract a whole person, you have to be a whole person yourself. So this whole idea of looking for someone to complete you, and we've heard people say, oh, you complete me, you know, be careful with suggesting that or affirming that that's something you want. You want, again, as the affirmation says, you want someone who's going to mirror your whole self, not half of you, not a broken you, but your whole you. Even in relationships where I found, and this is from personal experience as well as my clients over the years, is that when you are not whole, when you are broken, or you're not your best self, you're going to attract people who are broken or not their best self as well. And that's going to be the foundation of what your relationship with. And when you have two half people getting together, it doesn't necessarily make a whole. You know, this isn't basic mathematics here. You just have two broken people that are going to exponentially expand whatever state, spiritual, mental, emotional state they're in. So if you're in a spiritual, mental state of brokenness, you're going to attract that. And what you're going to get as a result is not whole or someone who's going to fix you. It's going to be an expansion of more brokenness. So you're going to experience more brokenness, more despair. And that's not what you want. So this whole ideal of looking for someone to complete you, get rid of that ideal. Get rid of that belief that there's someone out there to do that, because it doesn't exist. Make yourself whole, and you will attract another whole person. And together, you guys will exponentially just experience just fulfillment on a whole nother level than either one of you could have even experienced alone. So I want to just really encourage you guys to consider this. The second barrier to love is this, what I call, and I came up with this term years ago. You can tell I have kids with it, but I call it a build-a-bear mentality. A build-a-bear mentality. Get rid of this build-a-bear mentality. Now, what is that? Some of you may ask. Those of you who may not have young children may not have ever heard of this company called Build-a-Bear, where you can go in and actually build a bear, a teddy bear. Actually, they provide you with a shell of a bear, and you go to a machine, and you can fill it with stuffing, you know, this filling to give it shape. You can even go and buy a heart to put in it. You can even record your voice in a little mechanism they have that you put inside the bear. So when you push it, you can record whatever saying. You can tell the bear to tell you I love you or what have you. People oftentimes have this whole build-a-bear mentality when it comes to relationships. They find someone who doesn't necessarily meet their standards when it comes to relationships, but they convince themselves that they're going to bring that person up to whatever their standards are. And they have this ideal of, I'm just going to create this perfect man or this perfect woman. And this never happens, you know? And this oftentimes occurs because of this need for control that many of us have been guilty of in the past, to control others, to control their actions. But we soon discover that we can't thrive in compatible, fulfilling relationships without manipulating or coercing that person to be something that that person never was equipped to be from the start. So be careful about finding what people say you're a project. You know, this is a work in project, or you're going to groom this person, or you're going to, as I say, build a bear, you know, build this perfect person for you. Lowering your standards in a relationship is a subtle form of manipulation, and it's a foolish attempt to control a situation and make two people who were incompatible in the beginning compatible, and it does not work, and you set yourself up for a lot of disappointment, frustration, heartbreak, and, you know, it's just not necessary. Even if it seems to work for a while, because I've seen relationships, I've been in relationships where it's worked for a while until you start demanding more from a person, as I said, who from the beginning was never capable of meeting your standards in the first place. The third barrier to finding love is imposing inherited beliefs on relationships. Now, I've talked about this before in some of the earlier recordings. I think the one where it says is tradition getting in the way of your transformation. But ask yourself, what are some of the messages that you were told early on by family members, by your community, by your culture, you know, whatever. Ask yourself, what are some of those early messages that you were told in regards to relationships? Were you told that all men cheat? Were you told that never expect to be in a happy relationship? Were you told that marriage or relationships are just a lot of work? And I can remember dating a guy once where he said relationships have to have a struggle. And I soon found that this person was making a lot of effort to create struggle in the relationship because this was this person's belief system. And you have to be careful whatever your inherited belief system on relationships and ask yourself, how is it affecting your healthy relationships today? Because whatever those inherited beliefs are that you may have not necessarily been told, because most of what we believe we weren't told directly, we observed. So ask yourself what you observed even in relationships growing up, what you observe now in relationships. I remember asking a patient not long ago, what were her examples of healthy relationships? She's having some struggles in her current relationship. And she thought about it, and there were none. There were none she could actually think of. And you think about that and how it affects even a person who's trying to just create a healthy relationship today. If you don't have anything to mirror, or you have all these unhealthy belief systems that have been imposed upon you, it can really get in the way of attracting and maintaining a healthy, loving, thriving relationship. So now is the time for you to really examine all of those inherited beliefs that you got from family. Again, maybe it wasn't told to you, but you may have observed anything from, you know, like I said, when it comes to fidelity all the way to how you're respected in a relationship, it's time to examine all that and get rid of the beliefs that don't match up to you attracting the relationship that you want. The fourth barrier is using manipulation as a strategy. Manipulation. You know, I every time I think about this, I think about the saying, oh, what a tangled web we weave when we first, you know, conspire to deceive. Manipulation has no place in a relationship. And I oftentimes hear people talk about how they, you know, use trickery or manipulation to get someone to do what they wanted that person to do. And I want to warn you guys against that, because when you base the relationship, the foundation on manipulation, that's the foundation the relationship will grow on, and that's not a healthy foundation to stand upon. When you talk about manipulation or trying to convince or coerce or use trickery to get someone to do what you want to do, understand that this is going to be the way the relationship plays out. In psychology, we have two types of motivation that we talk about. One is called intrinsic motivation, and one is called extrinsic motivation. So intrinsic motivation is the motivation you have to do something because you want to do it. It's the motivation you want to do something because it makes you feel good to do it. You want a partner who is going to be intrinsically motivated to do things for you because it makes them feel good, as opposed to being extrinsically motivated. When you're extrinsically motivated, you do things because of fear of repercussion, or you're being threatened to do it. You know, a lot of times for those of us who have kids, when we tell them to clean their room or to do the dishes, it's extrinsic motivation. They really don't want to do it, but they don't want to hear us fuss, or they don't want to be punished. But the difference between intrinsic and extrinsic motivation is that when people do things that are based on extrinsic motivation, fear, manipulation, coercion, trickery, it doesn't sustain. It doesn't have that staying power. They will only do it because out of fear or coercion. And so you will always find yourself having to use manipulation to get what you want, as opposed to intrinsic motivation, where a person's going to want to treat you well, you know, do nice things for you, adore you, pamper you because they want to, not because of fear of threat or coercion or manipulation. The last barrier is this ideal that you need to seek closure from past relationships. How many times have I heard that? I couldn't even count them up. Patients or friends or, you know, people that you just meet saying, I need closure before I can move on. I'm here to tell you today, there's no such thing as closure. No such thing as closure. Closure doesn't exist. Closure doesn't exist. I always joke and say the only place you're going to get closure is from buttons or a zipper. What this ideal of closure is the person who feels that they've been wrong, wanting the person who they feel wronged them to say, it was my fault, or I'm sorry, or you were right. And that never happens. You'll be waiting forever for that to happen. It won't happen. There's no place in life seeking closure for any situation because it's a waste of time. And the person that you feel did you wrong, very seldom, if ever, will admit that. And even if they do admit it, you know, then what? What do you do with that information? It gives you a sense of satisfaction. There's just no benefit to you. So this whole idea of wanting to have closure from this past relationship before you can move on is really just stalling. It's wasting time. It's not creating an energy or environment that's going to allow for another person to come in your life. So closure from another person doesn't exist. Come to terms with past relationships within yourself. You know, you don't need to have every question asked before you can move on. Understand that you can be the closure that you need. And that closure can be you making a commitment within yourself to treat yourself just like you want that person who comes into your life to treat you. So these are the five barriers, guys, looking for someone to complete you, this build-a-bear mentality, imposing inherited beliefs on relationships, using manipulation as a strategy, and seeking closure. I'll upload a video on this as well that gives a little abbreviated version if you guys want to go over this again. But I assure you, if you avoid and make a commitment today to not just really attach yourself to any of these barriers you have, you'll be amazed at how people will come into your life and relationships will come into your life that will be fulfilling, that will be rewarding, because that's ultimately what we want. We want to just feel the emotional as well as the physical ecstasy that relationships can bring. So I encourage you guys to really do a self-examination, take personal responsibility for the role you play in attracting that love in your life, avoid these barriers, and start living your life in full bloom. Thank you, guys. Go out there and have a great transformative day. Bye-bye.